SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, members of the Iranian-Australian community vote in Iran's presidential election. Health warning issued in Western Australia after two deaths from a mosquito-borne virus. And in sport, Aboriginal AFL star Travis Farco set to be inducted into the club's Hall of Fame. Good morning from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Iranians are voting in a snap election to replace the late President Ibrahim Raisi, killed in a helicopter crash last month. The vote comes as public apathy has become pervasive in the Islamic Republic after years of economic woes, mass protests, and tensions in the Middle East. A number of those protests have followed the death of Mahsa Amini in morality police custody in 2022. This voter says the economic situation needs to get better.
My hope is to improve the economic situation, lower the inflation rate, and control exchange rate fluctuations. If this aspect can be improved, I think we can achieve development, especially for the younger generation of Iranians.
Members of the Iranian-Australian community have cast their vote at polling booths around Australia. Voters have cast their ballots in Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra, and Melbourne. Protesters outside the Iranian embassy in Canberra were critical of the process of selecting candidates, all of whom must be approved by an influential committee of clerics before they can stand. Rana Dadpour from the Australian United Solidarity of Iran tells SBS Persian there's dissatisfaction with how tightly controlled the election process is in Iran.
Elections can be democratic, but this specific election, no, it is not. The candidates, they are handpicked by the supreme leader himself, supported by the IRGC. There are no political parties in Iran that could be, you know, opposed to some narratives in the country. All dissents, all people who have dared to speak loud against the regime, they are in prison.
Health authorities are urging residents and tourists in the Pilbara region of Western Australia to take extra precautions after the deaths of two people from a mosquito-borne illness. There are no vaccines or specific treatments for Murray Valley encephalitis, or MVE, with WA Health saying the only effective protection is to avoid mosquito bites. Those with the symptoms of the virus are urged to seek medical advice. Initial symptoms after the mosquito bite include fever, drowsiness, headache, stiff neck, nausea, and dizziness. WA Health says it recommends these actions to prevent mosquito bites, including avoid being outdoors at dawn and early evening when mosquitoes are most active, wear long, loose-fitting, light-colored clothing, and keep grass and other vegetation short to help prevent mosquitoes around your home. Scammers are most likely to send text messages targeting Australians in the early hours of the morning, between 1 and 4 a.m., and on weekends. 2 years of data collected by Australia's largest telecommunications company, Telstra, show scammers are also using generative AI to draft the text message to make it sound more Australian, using slang phrases like true blue, time to get cracking, and oi mate. The company says it blocks about 11 million scam texts every month. Tyler McGee is the head of computer security software company McAfee's Asia-Pacific region. He says there are a number of reasons why scammers prefer to use text messages to embed their scams.
And it's easy because everyone uses a mobile. It also gives them scale and gives them mass. It enables them to change their approach quite quickly. So today it could be a loyalty program. Tomorrow it could be a bank. You only have to catch a small number of people to actually make money out of this type of scam. And you know, our research has showed that people are losing money from as simple as $50, $100, but unfortunately some people sizable more amounts of money.
Heavy rainfall and winds brought down a roof at the main airport in New Delhi, killing one person and injuring six others. New Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport says all flight departures from Terminal 1 were temporarily suspended as rescuers cleared the debris to rescue anyone trapped. The Minister of Civil Aviation, Kinjarapu Ramohan Naidu, says authorities have the situation well in hand.
Everyone was available at the site and they have done thorough inspection so that no other casualties are there or no other injured are there which are stuck in the collapse.
Right now
the situation is under control. The whole rest of the terminal building has been closed off and everything is being thoroughly inspected so that any other untoward incident does not happen here.
In sports, Ingarangeri man and AFL star Travis Varko says he's humbled by the honor of being inducted into the club's Hall of Fame. Varko spent 8 seasons with Geelong from 2007 to 2014, becoming a 2-time Premiership player during his 138-game career in the Hoops. Throughout his career, Varko and the Cats had an incredible 83% win rate. He tells NITV he puts his success down to discovering the joy of the sport at the early age, before he turned professional, and the additional pressures that brings.
It was a blessing in disguise. I sort of took the pressure off without even knowing it, given that, you know, I was an Aboriginal boy from the northern suburbs of Adelaide, that statistics say I wasn't even meant to make it out of my postcode. By the time you get to an AFL list, I feel like these days, kids probably put a lot of emphasis on getting bigger, stronger, faster, as opposed to actually enjoying the pure essence of the game. And that's really just have fun. And I think the rest sort of takes care of itself.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.